Hello and welcome to The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King. I'm the producer of the podcast, and I just wanted to put in a real quick message here to let you know that this episode features a track from our friends Torn Into, a fantastic band out of Huntington, West Virginia. If you like what you hear, you can find their debut EP, No Turning Back, on iTunes, and find all their information at tornintoo.net. As always, we will also be featuring some of our own Bridge Loud music and a sermon from Mission USA president and the internet's favorite uncle, Glenn Fitzgerald. Find more from us in Chicago at thebridgechicago.tumblr.com or missionusa.com/bridgebox. We hope you enjoy the show.
This is Blake.
Adam.
Scott.
Hunter.
Luke. From Torn Into, and you're listening to The Bridge Loud.
Torn Into, break free.
This fire inside me.
Some of y'all, bless your hearts, and I say this because I love you. I'm on your side, believe me. Some of y'all are confused about what a Christian is. And I think that might be because a lot of people that you know who call themselves Christian have said, here's me, I'm perfect. That's what a Christian is. And then we get started trying to be a Christian, and we said, well, I guess what I got to try and do is just be perfect, but since I'm not, I guess I'll just act perfect. And for some of us, we don't even have what it takes to carry that act off very well. And eventually, our real selves starts showing through there. And next thing we know, we think, maybe I'm not Christian now. Maybe I'm not Christian. Maybe this is not what a Christian is. The word Christian means Christ follower. That's what it means. And I'd be willing to say everybody in this room is doing a fine job from because I know y'all. I hear your stories. You go follow. Are you perfect while you're following? No, you are not. Does it look like kind of a messy situation? Yes, it does. You know, sometimes like when you have a little kid, you're babysitting a little kid, and he grabs onto your leg, and you walk, and you drag the kid behind you as he's holding onto your leg. Some of y'all, that's how you're holding on to Jesus. It's embarrassing for everyone. You're just hanging on as the Lord just drags you along, but you know what? That's what a Christian is. That's how it's supposed to be. The image that I have of my walk with the Lord is I'm just hanging on. I don't know any other. The rest of it I'm working on. You understand what I'm saying? Christ follower. Christian is not a perfect person because these people do not exist. Here's the thing, and this is, when you look at the sin in your life, I think unfortunately, when you begin this Christian journey, you know of about 1,000 sins you need to work on. Well, now, that's a problem because you can't work on all 1,000 of them at the same time, can you? It's like if I'm going to clean house, I can't clean the whole room simultaneously, right? I got to start over here and work my way. And by the way, if you come in and say, this corner's dirty, you know what? This broom I have in my hand will work fine to conk you over the head with and solve another problem I have in this room. I'm going to start with house cleaning and end with murder on this if you don't, you know, give me some space. So we have to start somewhere, and we have to be patient with ourselves, don't we?
Amen.
I'm starting here, and I'm going to move through a series of steps. This means the right way to look at all this sin in our life is a list. Amen? We're going to start at the top. The things that are of the primary concern, the things that distance us from the Lord, our main problem we have, whatever takes us off our square, and then we're going to work on the next thing, and the next thing, and the next thing, one at a time. I can't solve 5 problems at once, but if I focus all my attention on one problem at a time, I can get some focus on that thing. I can get some wisdom on that thing. I can beat this thing, right? Now, here's the problem. First of all, the first problem is nobody else is going to go for that system. They want you to fix everything at once. Amen. Second thing is you have to be patient with yourself and say, I'm working my list, and that's all I can do. But the third thing is to recognize this list doesn't exactly come to an end.
All right.
If you get to a few ways down your list and you say, I think I'm almost perfect, then talk to me and I'll help you understand. If you're married, definitely ask your partner because my wife adds to my list every day. You don't even know. Put that on the list, funky attitude, whatever. So, you know, I have to, you know, and she's right. She's absolutely right. I can talk bad about her. She's not here, so I can go ahead. But, you know, I have to get that list in order. I don't get to the end of that list. But here's the thing then. What does it all mean that I got all this sin in my life? What does it mean? You can't just tell me it's forgiven and it's paid for and it's whatever. You can't tell me it doesn't matter. I mean, yeah, I know I got physical consequences or whatever, but people's brains just cannot accept that I sin and it doesn't mean something. It's got to mean something. And I'll give you a meaning. If you got to have a meaning, I'll give you a meaning. Here's what it means. Here's what happens. When you sin, God helps. That's the consequences of you screwing up, the consequences of you sin. What happens when, in God's mind, when I sin? He helps. That's the consequence. That's what you have to face. When you teach a baby to walk, he takes two steps and eats carpet. What do?
You help.
When you fall, when you stumble, when you fumble, that's what God does. He helps. Sin is a disease. Jesus said, well, sin is like people need a doctor because they're sick with this sin that they're suffering with. You don't look at a sick person in the hospital and say, you shouldn't be sick like that. Stop being sick that way. You know, you help, right? This is what God is looking to do in your life. You want to know what's the consequences. You want to know what's coming when you screw up. What's coming is help. Deal with that. Some of you have just had your mind blown. Too bad. Deal with it. Help is coming. Now, it's up to you whether you can receive that or not, or whether you're going to take all your time to just feel sorry for yourself and wallow in the pity. Pastor Clark said ego. Sometimes when these preachers preach, there's a word that goes by, and it sends out a little red flag in your mind. And that's God trying to show you something. He said, ego. He said, ego's involved in this. How is ego involved? Well, some of us, we start trying to walk this walk, and then we fall off, and we talk like and act like and think like, I have this righteous conviction that I'm not the Christian I should be. The truth is, it's our ego that's bruised. I thought I was a really amazing Christian, and this thing taught me I'm human. This thing taught me I need God. Okay? I'm not showing God something. God's doing something through me to show the world something. There's a big difference, isn't it? If I think it's all up to me, I'm going to be constantly depressed at how poor a job I am at acting like the perfect Christian in the world. Doesn't work that way, and that's a blessing, isn't it? You say, well, what if I keep doing the same thing over and over and over again? Well, doesn't that suggest that there's a bad strategy here, that you're not going about it in a smart way? This is why we go to 12-step programs. They say people, places, and things. There's some wisdom available out there for you on how to deal with that. But when we need wisdom, somehow we're, again, our ego's up in this. Our sense of shame starts getting going in it. And we can't get that wisdom because we're too busy kind of looking away. We don't want to see it. We just want to avoid everything. And that's why you can't get wisdom going in that. So what does God... Where is God in this? How does he love us? As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. That's not my verse. It's a good one. That ain't it either. Matt tried to mess me up. I told Matt to put it in there. Is it not in there? 1 Corinthians 13. Well, I'll read it since some people are trying to hope that paycheck cashes this month. This is the first, and a lot of y'all have heard this before anyway. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 5. Love is not rude. Love is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. That's how God loves you. Amen. Not easily angered. Keeps no record of wrong. Amen. Oh, but I'm messing up. I know. I just know God's got something for me. I know he's going to come and get me and punish me and all of those things. That's how the world works. That's how the world thinks. You don't think like God. That's how you got in this mess. Bless your heart. You can't assume, having thought the wrong stuff that led to doing the wrong stuff, that you can come out the other side of that and say, God must think about this the same way I do. Can't possibly be true. Amen. That's not how this works. In fact, bless your heart, be surprised if God agrees with you on anything. Every now and then I go to God and say, God, I'm angry. And the Lord says, I'm angry too. I say, whoa, really? Okay, never mind then. I'll let you be angry. Don't be angry at me. What did I do? You know, I'm so used to being on the wrong end of the stick. I'm confused when we're on the same page. You understand what I'm saying? So I don't understand people who feel like they must know the mind of God while they're busy messing up, bless their heart. Here's the thing. There are people, as I said, there are Christians out there who have this way of portraying themselves as sinless, and they may be trying to get you to pretend to be the same thing. I'm going to read this verse, and again, I think a lot of you may have heard this. This is from 1 John 1, 8 through 9. This is the epistle of John, so that's way towards the back of your Bible. If you go home tonight and start flipping from the back, you'll see 1 John 1, 8 through 9. And here's what it says. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. So somebody acts like or portrays themselves like or even just, you know, just projects, I have no sin. We deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. That's a liar, is what the Bible's telling you. He says, but if we confess our sins, he is what? Faithful and just, and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Isn't that amazing? Some people trying to be holy and trying to be perfect and trying to pretend that they're not sinning. Better for you and me to stop and pull up and say, I'm a sinner, Lord. I need you. I need you. I can't do this on my own. I can't hold it all together. I need you. We can confess those sins, and he is faithful and just. As Matt said, and I'll close on this point, we get this mentality that it's like we're trying to keep up our average. We messed up, and it's like a grade in school. I skipped a few classes, so now my grade has come down. We just make that stuff up. There's not a single page of the Bible that says anything like that, but we get this mentality as if we're getting further and further and further and further from God. God stands at the door of your heart, and he knocks, and he wants to come in and be with you right now, today. Whatever you've done, as far as you think you've gone, he still stands at your door, and he still knocks. Amen?
Amen.
God bless you. We love you. We love you.